The second ram is healed by Moses.
Yes. Did you hear that? The second ones, God does not say, I'll make them. The first ones, it's God who made them. The second one, he says, make them yourself. Take your chisel. Start carving them. However, I'll write on them. The writing was of God.
Amen.
Was the writing any different from the first writing?
No.
He said, I will write the first writing, which was on the first tables. Is that right?
Amen.
Verse 4. And he healed two tables of stone like unto the first. Now, watch what happened as he made those things. When God came down to write now. Verse 5. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. In other words,
akapita mbele yake akatangaza Bwana Mungu mwingi wa huruma mwenye fadhili si mwepesi wa hasira mwingi wa rehema na kweli.
In other words,
kwa maneno mengine,
grace
neema
was proclaimed on the second tables of stone.
Ilitangazwa kwa vile vibao vya pili vya mawe.
The first stones,
zile za kwanza,
it was complete grace.
Ilikuwa neema kamili.
Made by God himself.
Imeungwa na Mungu.
Written with the finger of God.
Imeandikwa na vidole vya Mungu.
But the second tables of stone,
lakini vibao vya pili vya mawe,
man's effort was involved.
Kulikuwa na juhudi za mwanadamu.
He had to carve them. He had to make them himself.
Lazima angechonga yeye mwenyewe.
But God was gracious.
Lakini Mungu akawa wa neema.
He went on that thing which was the product of the will of the flesh.
Akaingia katika lile jambo lililotokana na mapenzi ya kimwili.
And wrote his word there.
Na akaandika neno lake
mwenyewe.
Now, do you know?
Now, je wajua?
That in John chapter 1,
katika Yohana sura ya kwanza,
it tells us something.
Inatuambia kitu.
John chapter 1,
Yohana sura ya kwanza,
verse 12,
mstari wa 12.
Shall we all read?
Tusome wote.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become. Now hear me.
Bali wote waliompokea aliwapa uwezo wa kufanyika wana wa Mungu.
Adam did not need to become.
Adam haku anahitajika.
He was made a son of God.
Yeye aliumbwa tayari akiwa mwana wa Mungu.
Are we together?
Yeah, tuko pamoja.
Jesus Christ.
Like Jesus Christ.
He was made a son of God.
Yeye aliumbwa akiwa mwana wa Mungu.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
But you and I were not born like Adam.
Wewe na mimi hatukuzaliwa kama Adam.
We were not born like Jesus Christ.
Hatukuzaliwa kama Yesu Kristo.
We were born after the will, after the passion of the flesh.
Tulizaliwa kulingana na mapenzi na tamaa za kimwili.
Healed by the hands of men.
Yani kama ile ya kuchongwa na mikono ya wanadamu.
Now listen verse 13.
Lakini sikia mstari wa
last part of verse 12. Even to them that believe on his
wale hata kwa wale waliaminio jina lake.
Do you realize that when Moses made the second tables of stone, the first thing which happened was God proclaimed his name? Do you remember that?
Baada ya Musa kuunda hizi vibao vya pili,
the verse we read in Exodus 34, God proclaimed his name first. Why is he proclaiming his name first? Because you bore a different name. For you to be part of his family first, you need to be born in the name of Jesus Christ. Repent. Is that right?
Yes.
Be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And you shall be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. So he gave them power. sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name, which were born. We are not speaking of a natural birth here. Which were born. Not of blood. Nor of the will of the flesh. You see that? Nor of the will of man. But of God. That's the transformation that takes place. So what does he do now? He wants you to be born like Jesus. He wants you to be born like Adam. How shall he do that? Well, you receive the Holy Spirit. Is that so? To become a new creation. That is faith. But do you know? The word of God says, one day in the twinkling of an eye. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. That body you have will be translated. Is that so? Do you know you are a stone?
Yes.
Each and every believer is a stone. He's a brick building the holy city, New Jerusalem. When you receive the Holy Spirit right now, your body is still corrupt. It was healed. But God did something. With his finger, he wrote the spirit of the law in your heart. That is his grace. David said, I was born and shapen in iniquity. We were born in sin. Our very blood bears the signet of iniquity. But the grace of God has been proclaimed. He has taken fallen stones and has written his law in our hearts. Now remember, David had cried. In Psalm 55. Behold, I was born and shapen in iniquity. Sorry, Psalm 51. Let us read that one. Psalm 51.
Zaburi 51.
This one, have mercy upon me, O God. According to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity. And cleanse me from my sin. Now remember, he was speaking these words after he sinned with Bathsheba. Verse 3, for I acknowledge my transgressions. And my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned. And done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
Mama yangu alinichukua mimba katika hatia.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, will you see here?
David did the wrong thing.
Daudi alifanya.
Instead of pointing to the wrong thing he did,
badala ya kuelekeza kidole kwa hiki kitendo,
he points to his very best.
Anaelekeza katika kuzaliwa kwake.
He was shapen in iniquity as a human being.
Kwamba aliumbwa katika maovu kama binadamu.
And he had the revelation.
Na alikuwa na ufunuo.
He knew that although there were 10 commandments,
ingawa kwamba kulikuwa na amri 10
written on the stones,
ambaye yaliko kwa mawe,
but he knew in verse 6,
lakini alijua katika,
behold, thou desirest truth.
Tazama,
where? Thou desirest truth where? In the inward part. And in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom.
Amen.
So Israelites were given tough commandments. God told them, follow these commands. Whoever breaks the Sabbath, kill him. On the Sabbath day, stop whatever you're doing. Wherever you are, it's time to remember your Creator. Why such harsh laws? One man was found picking sticks on the Sabbath. What did they do? Those who've read the story, what did they do? One man was found picking sticks on the Sabbath. What did they do? Huh? He was stoned. Why such a law? To create fear. Whether you like it or not, whether you feel like it or not, you have to keep the Sabbath.
Lazima utunze sabato.
Now, this is a law given to people who came from a wrong environment. The Canaanites,
Wakanani,
the Egyptians.
Wamisri,
when you read history,
ukisoma historia,
they would have intercourse with animals.
Wangelala na wanyama.
And when God saw that, he says, ah, be ye separate.
Na Mungu alipona yo akasema, mutengane nao.
I should never see you marry a Canaanite.
Nisikuone ukioa Mkanani.
Because that will break the social order God is trying to establish in their communities.
Kwa maana hii itavunja utaratibu ya kijamii ambayo Mungu anajaribu kuimarisha katika jamii.
Never marry a Canaanite.
Usioe Mkanani kabisa.
Why it should not disturb with God's program of restoration?
Kwa nini? Kwa maana haifai iingilie kati mpango wa Mungu wa urejesho.
When you are dealing with people who've come from such a bad environment.
Kwa hivyo ukishughulika na ukiwafanyia kazi watu ambao wametoka mazingira mabaya hivyo,
you govern them by laws.
Unawa tawala kwa sheria.
To create uniformity.
Ili wote waambatane.
It's not about how this one feels like or it being democratic. Nothing like that. Why? A new social order is being set up.
Kwa maana ni jamii mpya ambayo inaundwa.
There's a prophet in the land. When he says, thus saith the Lord, everyone has to hear that. When the trumpets blow, they know the Sabbath has started. Everyone, stop what you're doing.
That
group consciousness, it creates a certain consciousness. Look at your home. Do you just leave every child to come back home at any time they feel like? There's a law you put up, right? If it's a girl child, does she come, she's young at primary school, secondary school, yeah, she can walk in the house as 23 hours. Is that what you do? In the home, children are raised by the law. There are law which governs them.
Yani,
why? You are creating uniformity of behavior.
Kwa nini unataka, tabia zao ziambatane?
They'll follow that.
Watafuta hiyo.
Sometimes they won't, many times actually, they won't like that.
Na mara nyingi hawatapenda hiyo.
Say, hey, you follow the rules.
Na, lakini utawambia, fuata sheria zao.
When they grow up,
wakati wanapokuwa,
they have their own homes.
Watakuwa na nyumbani kwao.
Do you make a call and say, hey, have you arrived at home?
Je, utawapigia simu na kuuliza umefika kwako?
They know the right thing to do, right? They pass on the same teachings to the children. So there is a time for everything. Even in the way you teach mathematics. When I was young, in kindergarten,
katika chekechea,
They taught us using sticks. You count. You carry physical sticks. And we believed those sticks were numbers. In so much that if the teacher started counting using the tall one as one, followed by the short one as two,
ilikuwa hivyo sana mpaka hata mwalimu angeanza kuhesabu moja kutumia ile kijiti kirefu alafu ile ya pili iko ile fupi.
If next day teacher starts counting using the short one, you feel like that's confusion.
So akikuja na kuanza kutumia ile kijiti fupi utaona.
So no teacher, you've made a mistake. One is that one.
Fanya makosa ile.
Why
ni ile? Ile mrefu.
The mind of a child believes those sticks embody numbers.
Kwa maana ni ya mtoto huamini ya kwamba hizo vijiti zinawakilisha.
But that is good. That is okay because it's a child. However, that's not your perfect desire. At that time, children learn by repetition. You even teach them days of the week using songs. Is that right?
Yes.
It's the stage.
Iyo ni hali walipofika.
But God,
lakini Mungu,
desired for the Israelites to grow into maturity.
Alitaka wana Israeli wakue hadi ukomavu.
Let's see what God prophesied.
Tuone kile ambacho Mungu alitabiri.
Jeremiah 31 verse 31.
Jeremiah 31 mstari wa kwanza.
Let's see the prophecy.
Tuone huo unabii.
God is telling them, you know, one day I'll make a new thing. I'll do it in a new way.
Siku moja nitafanya, nitaitenda hili jambo.
I won't need to whip you.
Sitahitaji kuwapiga.
Things will get better one day.
Mambo yatakuwa mzuri.
Jeremiah 31 verse 31. Let's read it.
Jeremiah 31:31.
Behold, the days come.
Angalia siku zinakuja.
Now please, this one I want us all to read it together. Let's read Jeremiah 31 verse 31. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of
Israel
and with the house of
Judah.
Now other versions.
Angalia siku zinakuja, asema Bwana, nitakapofanya agano jipya na nyumba ya Israeli na nyumba ya Yuda.
Other versions say I'll make a new testament.
Na chapa zingine zinasema nitafanya agano jipya.
And a lot of Pentecostals and different Christians, they feel happy. They say, you see, New Testament, God is doing away with the law. He's throwing it.
Kristo wengi na makanisa mengi wanasoma ina kusema, unaona Bwana anafanya agano jipya, mambo zile za zamani zile tuache.
But what really is new about the new covenant?
Lakini je, nini ni kipya kuhusu hii?
Is God going to give new sets of laws where you can dress anyhow you feel like it's your heart which matters?
Je, Mungu atapeana sheria mpya ambayo sasa haijalishi vile unavaa, ni moyo tu ndio inajalisha?
You tell someone, hey, you need to dress right. They say, we are living under grace.
Unamwambia mtu inakupasa ujivike vizuri, anasema hapana, tuko chini ya neema.
Really? Is that grace?
Je, hiyo ni neema?
No, that's lawlessness.
Hiyo ni utovu wa sheria.
Verse 32. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. Did you hear that?
Yeah, ulisikia hiyo?
I'll make a new covenant.
Nitafanya agano jipya.
Not according to the one I made to them when I took them out of Egypt.
Sim kwa mfano agano lile nilofanya nao nilipotoka nilipotoa Misri.
Oh, does it mean God is forgetting about the law now? He doesn't want us to follow the Ten Commandments?
Ya kuwa Mungu anasahau kuhusu sheria sasa hataki tufuate amri 10?
Hey, let's see.
Hebu tuone.
Verse 33, shall we read it aloud? But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward.
Uh-oh.
He's not throwing out the law.
Yani haitupili mbali sheria.
He's just taking it from stones.
Lakini anaitoa kutoka kwa mawe.
Into inside you.
Na anaingiza ndani yako.
Amen.
I'll write it in your hearts.
Nitaiandika mioyoni mwenu.
Now.
Na sasa,
do you know what happens when a law has been written in your heart?
Je, unajua nini ufanyika wakati sheria imeandikwa moyoni mwako?
You won't need another person to tell you what to do. Because it's not the letter you have, it's the spirit of the law which has entered you. Verse 34, shall we read? And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and I'll remember their sin. What has happened?
Nini imefanyika?
The law which was on the stones,
ile sheria iliyokuwa kwa mawe,
God writes it in the heart of man.
Mungu anaiandika katika moyo wa mwanadamu.
But how will this happen?
Na hii itafanyikaje?
Ezekiel 36 verse 26.
Ezekiel 36:25.
Ezekiel 36 verse 26.
Ezekiel 36:26.
A new heart also will I give you.
Nami nitaupa ninyi moyo mpya.
And a new spirit will I put within you.
Nami nitatia roho mpya ndani yenu.
And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh.
Nami nitatoa moyo wa jiwe uliomo ndani ya mwili.
And I will give you an heart of flesh.
Nami nitawapa moyo wa nyama.
How will he do it? Verse 27. Shall we all read it? And I will put my spirit within you. What will it do? And cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them.
Nami nitatia roho yangu ndani yenu na kuwaendesha katika sheria zangu, nanyi mtazishika hukumu zangu na kuzitenda.
What is the New Testament?
So kwa hivyo agano jipya.
What is grace?
Neema ni nini?
It's the Holy Spirit coming in the heart of man.
Ni roho takatifu kuja katika moyo wa mwanadamu.
To enable them.
Kumwezesha.
Walk.
Kutembea.
In that which the law required.
Kutembea kwa chote ambacho sheria ilitaka.
You don't need to put a wire around my neck and say, come and keep the Sabbath day. Come. I love God so much that every minute and every moment I walk with him. I talk with him. I won't need to be told, don't murder your brother. Why should I do it? I love them so much I can't murder them. What is happening? Is it because you are so hard working to try to work out your righteousness? No. This is a new garment you've been given. You are not trying to make up stuff. You are not trying to dress right so that you conform to how everyone is dressing. There is a spirit that is working from inside you. There is a hunger. You don't need to wait for an assembly like this to pray and fast. You say, I just want to be in the presence of God today. I just want to get my Bible, to meditate, to pray, and to seek his face. You don't wait for some specific day. Why? There was a reason for that. It was to bring everyone under one roof. It was to raise the God consciousness in everyone. Because when you leave people who are carnal to say, they'll be remembering God in their places. Hey, they want. So you have to blow trumpets. The first day they're busy working. The second day they're busy working. But there has to be a day where You force them, so to speak. So today we need to meditate. We need to reflect on God. But do you know what happens when the Holy Spirit enters you? You pray without ceasing. You walk with the Lord like Enoch. You spend intimate time and relationship with Him. Why? The Spirit is in you. You won't need someone to rebuke you to say, "Hey, brother, that haircut doesn't look good." Even things which are not written, you will be able to discern the mind of God over them. You'll be able to say, "Does this outfit glorify God?" You know why we have problems in the church? We have a lot of people who haven't experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because people without the Holy Spirit, you need to spell out every rule. When you tell them, you know, when hair looks like this and like, you know, it doesn't just look right, they'll come with another question. What if I do it like this? Why? What they're looking for is a rule. What they are looking for is to conform. The problem of that righteousness, it's their own apparel they are trying to make for themselves. It is not coming from the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Is that right?
Yeah.
That is why we are having these problems. And it's worldwide, it's spreading. You are seeing strange dressing styles. And we are having questions we never used to have before. Oh, Brother Piri, is it okay for... I mean, what is wrong with a sister wearing earrings? Those questions never used to happen. But it's wrong questions being asked. You need to ask yourself, why are we asking these questions now? That's the right question. Why are we asking them now? What is changing? Do you know Jehovah's Witnesses, was it last week, they've now allowed their women, you can wear trousers. I think they used to have a rule when you are witnessing, you wear a dress. But now it was in the news, they're now allowed to wear trousers. So the spirit of the new age is shaking up every system. The Pope,
Papa,
he says you can now bless same-sex marriages. What is happening is the shaking of all things. Even those fundamentalist churches you thought, those are fundamentalists. Holiness can only come from the word of God. One can pretend for a long time, but when the spirit of the world shakes up all things, true colors will manifest. What you need to ask yourself is, what spirit is influencing you? On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came and filled them. They were so filled.
Walijazwa kweli kweli.
Paul said,
Paulo anasema,
it's no longer I that liveth.
Sio mimi ambaye naendelea kuishi.
But Christ liveth in me.
Bali Kristo anaishi ndani yangu.
So there is no boasting.
Kwa hivyo hakuna kujigamba.
I can say, oh, you know me, I'm very disciplined. You know, I've never committed fornication.
Hautasema kwamba mimi ni mtu mzuri, niko na nidhamu, sijawahi kufanya uzinzi.
The robe we are wearing was granted to us. It's a righteousness which is the Spirit of Christ working in us. You are a young man and you say, Brother Piri, I struggle with the spirit of lust. I've tried to, you know, behave myself. As long as you are trying to work out your righteousness, you keep failing.
Lakini mradi unaendelea kujaribu kufanya kazi haki yako mwenyewe.
God hasn't called you to follow certain rituals.
Mungu hajakuita ufuate itikadi fulani.
Your greatest need is not trying to fight lust.
Yani hitaji lako kuu sio kujaribu kupigana.
Your greatest need is not trying to fight anger.
Na hitaji lako kuu sio kujaribu kupigana na hasira.
Your greatest need is to receive the Holy Spirit. When that Holy Spirit is in you, there will be a holy hunger in you. During lunch break, Brother Kirui was telling me,
he
says, oh, Brother Nzima, you know Brother Nzima? Those who are on daily devotion. He's a brother in our fellowship. So Brother Kirui was telling me, hey, there's been an amazing change in Brother Nzima. A long time ago when he's sharing something on daily devotion, he used to be very soft and...
Zamani alipokuwa akihubiri kitu katika ile daily devotion,
but he's very fiery, he's so inspired.
Siku hizi ni moto wa kuotea mbali anaongea kabisa.
I said, yes, there's been a big change in that brother.
Kweli kumekuwa na tofauti kubwa ndani ya huyo ndugu.
He's among those people who used to be very much afraid of things, you know.
Ni miongoni mwa wale ndugu ambao walikuwa waoga, wanaogopa vitu.
And he never used to hide it when he's not comfortable with something, you know.
Na hapo anaweza kuficha wakati ya
He was contented with sitting in the church and warming the benches, you know. I remember years back, he would attend a prayer meeting, and there's this woman who had very violent devils. Praying for her, you really needed to know what you were doing. And Brother Nzima knew that lady, and he was always scared of casting out devils, and, you know. Now whenever I speak this testimony, he always laughs in the audience. And all those who were present, they always laugh at this incident. So there was this time, you know, I was preaching. It was in a small room. So this devil possessed woman came. Actually, she was in the audience. She was in the audience. So this was a small prayer group. We sat in a circle like this. Chairs. It was a small room. I think we were about 10 in there. It was called evangelism team. We'd go about sharing and praying for people. So this woman also attended the meeting. So I was speaking. As I was speaking, she wanted to excuse herself. She stood. The door was there. So as she was trying to walk out, oh, suddenly we saw someone freezing. And you know, it's like, you know, she's just walking like this. Then when she reached a certain point, she just froze and just fell like that.
So
we were taken unaware of that. You know what Brother Nzima did? He just says, I don't like things like this. He packed his Bible, opened You know what makes me laugh? He shook his head and says, I don't like it when it starts going this way. I don't like it. He walked out. He was afraid of the violence which was about to start.
But
there was a testimony to the story, you know. When that woman regained her conscience, we asked her, what happened? She said, as I stood out, I was feeling uncomfortable in the room. I believe it's because the presence of God was there. So, according to her story, as she was trying to walk, as she opened the door, she found a heavyset man standing on the door, and he raised the hand and pushed her back. Where children of God are gathered, the presence of God is there. Praise God. But you know what has done to my brother Nzima? God did something to him, you know. We were having crusades. And there's one crusade we had, it was a turning point of his life. He just started loving God so much. You know, he quit his job and went in the village. And there's been one testimony after another of things which are happening there. Wonderful testimonies. Now, what does that? It's not hard work. It's a life which has reached a point to say, Lord, I surrender my heart to you. I don't have strength in me. But if your spirit can live in my heart, I know it will put the real love of God in me. As I close sense, listen to this. You can never teach a fish to swim because it is born a swimmer. And I've always joked, hope it doesn't offend any of my Chinese brethren. The day you find a fish going to a swimming school, that's probably a fish which was made in China. Because a real fish never does that. It doesn't learn fishing, it simply does fish. It's the life flowing in it. If it's a ship, it doesn't work hard to produce wool. It's the nature and the life of a sheep that produces wool. Remember, the word was life, and the life was the light of men. When the Holy Spirit lives in you, it will produce the life of the Spirit. It will be hungry for spiritual things. You know, I can never thirst to eat grass because it's not in me. Why would a brother always be hungry to look at dirty things on the internet? He has allowed the wrong spirit in his life. And it feeds on those wrong things. Now, suppose the wrong thing begins to cook up in your mind. Does it mean you don't have the Holy Spirit? No, you can have the Holy Spirit. But the Bible speaks about suppressing, quenching the Spirit.
Biblia inanena kuhusu kumzima roho.
feeding on wrong things.
Yani kwa kuijilisha vitu visivyo.
Lack of prayer life.
Au kutokuwa na maisha ya kuomba.
What will happen?
Nini itafanyika?
Your appetite for what you are meant to eat will start dying also.
Hamu yako ya kile ambacho unapaswa kula, hiyo hamu itakufa.
You start entertaining things you never used to entertain.
Utaanza kukubaliana na vitu ambazo hukuwa unakubaliana.
You start listening to music you never used to listen to.
Utaanza kusikia muziki ambao hukuwahi kusikia.
You start hanging around with friends you never used to hang around with.
Utaanza kukaa na marafiki ambao hukuwa unakaa nao.
What has happened?
Nini inafanyika? Nini imefanyika?
There is a starvation going on in your spirit.
Kuna hali ya kukosa lishe ambayo inafanyika katika roho yako.
And the thing you need to do,
na kile ambacho inakupasa ufanye,
is to surrender your life to God.
Ni kusalimisha maisha yako kwa Mungu.
To let the Holy Spirit begin to manifest himself in your life.
Ni kuruhusu Roho Mtakatifu aweze kujidhihirisha katika maisha.
And when that happens,
na wakati hiyo inafanyika,
righteousness
haki
will start manifesting in your life.
Itaanza kudhihirika maishani mwako.
You say, oh, I never used to be able to, you know, to be hungry and to pray the way I'm hungering after God now. It's not you.
Utasema,
it's the Spirit manifesting in you.
Mungu, kama vile nilivyo navyo. Sio wewe, bali ni roho ambaye anajidhihirisha ndani yako.
So there's no boasting.
Kwa hivyo hakuna kujigamba.
Even when we are raptured.
Hata wakati tutakaponyakuliwa.
And Jesus says, my good and faithful servant.
Na Yesu aseme mfanyakazi wangu mwema mwenye.
Well done.
Umefanya vyema.
You know what to answer?
Unajua tutasema nini?
Lord, it was you doing it.
Tutasema Bwana ilikuwa ni wewe ukifanya.
Because greater is he that is in me, it's the Spirit which is in us.
Kwa sababu ni mkuu yule aliye ndani yenu, ni roho yake iliyo ndani yetu.
We cast our crowns down.
Na tutatupa taji zetu chini.
It is you, Lord.
Ni wewe Bwana.
That's the mistake Lucifer made.
Na hiyo ndio makosa ambayo Lucifer alifanya.
Lucifer was given choice.
Lucifer alipewa kuchagua.
Oh, he felt I'm so great.
Akasisi, mimi mkuu sana.
All these other angels are under me.
Angels malaika wengine wote wako chini yangu.
I think I'm God.
Nafikiri sasa mimi ni Mungu.
You see the temptation which
unawana,
deceived Lucifer?
Unaona hiyo ujaribio ambaye ilimshika Lucifer?
Lucifer was given choice and a free will. He made a wrong decision out of it.
Lucifer alipewa hiari na kuchagua na akafanya uamuzi makosa.
Adam came.
Adamu akaja.
He went by the back door.
Akaenda kwa mlango wa nyuma.
Do you know you can be like gods? Do you realize the temptation of man was the same temptation which was on Lucifer?
Na unatambua kwamba ile jaribio la mwanadamu ilikuwa jaribio lile.
What tempted him? His choice, his free will.
Nini ilimjaribu? Ni hiari.
He thought free will was a gift. It was a test.
Alifikiria kwamba hiyo hiari ilikuwa ni kipawa, bali ilikuwa ni
mankind fell for the same trap.
Na mwanadamu akaanguka katika mtego huo ule ule.
Then Jesus came.
Kisha Yesu akaja.
The old devil came with the same idea.
Na ule shetani wa zamani akakuja na wazo lile lile.
If you are the son of God,
kama wewe ni mwana wa
Mungu, turn these stones into bread.
Badilisha hii mawe ikuwe mkate.
Man shall not live by bread alone.
Akasema mwanadamu hataishi kwa mkate pekee.
But by every word.
Bali kwa kila neno.
In other words, I don't want to do things I feel like because, you know, I want to do what God speaks.
Sitaki kufanya mambo kwa sababu najihisi kuyafanya, bali nataka kutenda kile Mungu amenena.
In the Garden of Gethsemane.
Katika bustani la Gethsemane.
The Lord was so vexed.
Bwana alikuwa ameteseka sana.
What was the temptation of Jesus?
Jaribio la Yesu lilikuwa nini?
When these men came to arrest the Lord.
Wakati hao watu walikuja kumshika Bwana.
Every angel was ready to strike.
Kila malaika alikuwa tayari kupigana.
You need to know that. Jesus was tested.
Yesu alijaribiwa.
Prophets like Elijah, they can call fire from heaven and people are destroyed, right?
Manabii kama Elia wanaweza kaita moto kutoka mbinguni na watu waangamie, si ndio?
Two disciples told Jesus, look at these Samaritans, they are insulting you, they are rejecting you, let's call fire from heaven. He says, you don't know what spirit you are of. The true test of power, the true test of humility,
na itimisho kamili ya unyenyekevu,
is not when you don't have things.
Sio wakati hauna vitu vya.
That's right.
Ya vitu.
It is when your hands are full of power.
Ni wakati mkono wako umejaa nguvu.
That's the true test of humility.
Hapo sasa ndio unajaribiwa kweli kuhusiana na.
As these men were coming,
wakati hao watu walipokuwa wakikuja,
Jesus could have spoken a word, angels would have gone in action.
Yesu angesema, angetamka neno na malaika wangeingia kazi.
But it would have cancelled and destroyed the whole plan of redemption.
Lakini ingeharibu na kufutilia mbali mpango wote.
The disciples took a knife, cut off the ear of this person.
Na mwanafunzi akachukua upanga na akakata sikio la mmoja wao.
The Lord said, put back your sword.
Na Bwana akamwambia, rudisha upanga wako.
And prayed for the same fellow.
Na akamwambia,
put back his ear.
Na akarudisha sikio lake.
Oh, what a savior.
Na huyo ni mwokozi wa jinsi gani?
What a savior.
Huyo ni mwokozi jinsi gani?
Do not think things were automatic for Jesus.
Usifikirie kwa kila kitu tu ilikuwa ni wewe kwa Yesu.
He goes in Gethsemane.
Anaenda Gethsemane.
He calls these brothers, pray with me. Just one hour.
Tuombe na mimi kwa lisali moja.
They were so heavy with depression.
Walikuwa wame
heavy with sleep.
Songwa na mawazo.
They slept off.
Wakalala.
He goes and prays. He goes back the second time. They are sleeping. Says, brothers, you can't even watch with me for 1 hour. If the Lord needed someone to pray with him, how much more you, a sinner saved by grace? They tried to pretend, you know, they woke up. And they uttered some few words, hallelujah, praise God. The Lord went to pray. When he came back, he found them asleep. He says, well, gentlemen, you can continue sleeping. You know, the Lord had sweated blood. That is actually a medical condition. It happens when someone is under excessive stress. It breaks the surface arteries.
Inavunja mishipa.
And you sweat blood.
Na unatoa jasho kama damu.
When blood pressure reaches that point, it's very dangerous.
Wakati shinikizo la damu inafika hapo ni hali hatari.
What was the struggle?
Hiyo kung'ang'ana ilikuwa kuhusu nini?
Says Lord, Father, can this cup pass over?
Na hii kikombe unaweza ukanitolea?
Jesus had the right.
Yesu alikuwa na haki.
To say, no, I'm not ready for this.
Na kusema siko tayari kufanya hivi.
You see the reason when John was seeing how do you call it? Something which has already happened but you are seeing a preview of it. No. Not that. When you are, you know, here is John saying these things had already happened, but he sees how the thing wrote out. Who is worthy to take the book and to break the seals? There was no one worthy. John started crying. You know, when you are seeing a vision, there is something your spirit will know what is at stake.
Kuna vile roho yako itajua gharama ya mambo.
John cried.
Na Yohana alilia.
Let's take it back in Gethsemane.
Hebu tuirudishe pale Gethsemane.
The future of humanity hung in balance.
Yaani hatima ya mwanadamu ilikuwa kwenye mizani.
Hey, the battle was not on the cross. The battle was in Gethsemane.
Vita haiko kwa msalaba, vita ilikuwa hapa Gethsemane.
It started in Eden and it ended in another garden again.
Na ilianza katika bustani ya Eden na ikaisha katika bustani ya Gethsemane.
But God is gracious.
Lakini Mungu ni wa neema.
Angels were sent to minister to the Lord.
Malaika wakatumwa ili wamhudumie Bwana.
You know, God won't leave you alone.
Unajua Mungu hata kuacha peke yako.
Remember one time it was Moses and Elijah who came to speak to him?
Unakumbuka wakati
on the Mount of Transfiguration, you remember?
Elijah walikuja katika mlima wa kubadilishwa.
They told him things he would suffer.
Walimwambia mambo ambayo.
Why does God give such experiences?
Mbona Mungu hupeana tajriba kama hizo?
That is what gives strength to people of God.
Kwa maana hizo ndio humpea watoto wa Mungu nguvu ya kuweza kuendelea.
When Jesus prayed, he sweated blood.
Wakati Yesu aliomba na akatoa jasho kama damu.
The Father knew that he needs to be encouraged.
Baba alijua huyo anahitaji kutiwa moyo.
Because it's not all the time that Jesus is, he can just point a finger and things happen. He had a human aspect.
Kwa maana sio kila wakati Yesu angenyosha kidole na kitu inafanyika, kwa maana alikuwa na kipengee cha kuwa mwanadamu.
Many of us, when a problem happens, the first thing is to tell everyone about it. You know, I'm going through this problem.
Na unajua sisi wengine wetu tukipata shida, jambo la kwanza ni kuambia watu unajua napitia shida.
First, go on your knees, speak to the Lord.
Enda magotini mwako.
Jesus was strengthened.
Yesu akatiwa nguvu.
By the time he was coming out,
alipotoka mle,
the disciples were asleep.
Wanafunzi walikuwa wamelala.
When they heard his footsteps,
waliposikia nyayo,
they wanted to pretend like they are still murmuring some prayers.
Wakajaribu kujifanya kana kwamba walikuwa kinongoneza maombi.
He says, "No, gentlemen, sleep on."
Akasema wangwana msijifanye, endeleeni.
The hour has come.
Kwa maana wakati umefika.
Judas came with the wrong group.
Na Yuda akakuja na kikundi kisichofaa.
Betrayed his master with a kiss.
Na akamsaliti bwana wake kwa busu.
He did not fight back.
Hakupigana.
Jesus was already a dead man.
Tayari Yesu alikuwa amejitoa afe.
He made a decision.
Alikuwa ameshafanya uamuzi.
You don't become strong out here in public.
Wewe hufanyiki kuwa na nguvu.
Our strength is on our knees in the closet.
Nguvu yetu ni magotini petu kwenye chumba cha ndani.
When he walked out, the decision was already made.
Wakati alipokuwa ametoka tayari uamuzi ulikuwa ushafanywa.
They nailed him to the cross.
Na wakamtundika msalabani.
Those thieves started speaking those bad words.
Nao wezi wakaanza kuongea yale maneno mabaya.
When you read the scripture,
ukisoma maandiko,
one of them later felt bad.
Mmoja wao akahisi vibaya baadaye.
When it started, both of them were speaking wrong things about him.
Wakati ilipoanza wote wawili walikuwa kinena.
Read in all the gospels.
Hebu soma katika vitabu.
In one gospel it just says the two thieves, you know, they try to reproach Jesus. But another one later on says, no, we he's never done anything wrong. We did wrong.
But kwa hiyo nyingine inasema mmoja wao akasema yeye hakufanya kosa yote, ni sisi tulio.
Says, Master, when you come in your kingdom.
Na akasema Bwana, ukirudi katika ufalme wako.
Remember me.
Nikumbuke mimi.
Says, I tell you.
Na akamwambia, nakuambia.
Today.
Leo.
You'll be with me in paradise.
Utakuwa nami peponi.
The Seventh Day Adventists and the Jehovah Witnesses.
Where is the now Jehovah Witness?
They say when you die, you cease at that moment.
Yaani ukikufa unatokomea wakati.
It's the air which comes out of your body. There's no conscious existence, that like you go in another dimension.
Yaani kama tu hewa imetoka kwa mwili, hakuna kujijua, hakuna kuenda katika upeo wengine.
They say the soul is simply breath on this body, you know.
Wanasema nafsi tu ni hii pumzi tu na hii mwili.
But the simple word Jesus spoke on Calvary breaks that doctrine completely.
Lakini neno ambalo Yesu alitamka pale Kalvari inavunja hiyo fundisho la uongo.
Today you'll be with me in paradise.
Leo utakuwa pamoja nami peponi.
Praise the Lord. That thief was not baptized.
Huyo mwizi hakubatizwa.
Someone say, well, then baptism is not important.
No.
There's a difference.
Kuna tofauti.
That was a crucified thief.
Huyo alikuwa mwizi msalabani tayari.
He had no time for baptism.
Hakuwa na wakati wa kubatizwa.
But you are a walking living thief.
Lakini wewe ni mwizi ambaye anatembea akiwa mzima.
You have all the time to make right decisions.
Uko na wakati wa kutosha unaofaa kufanya maamuzi yanayofaa.
Child of God, be encouraged.
Wewe mtoto wa Mungu utiwe moyo.
If you're saying I'm failing to live right, I'm failing to live a victorious Christian life.
Sema nashindwa kuishi maisha ya kushinda, nashindwa kuishi maisha ya Kikristo.
God bless you first for having a desire for righteousness.
Mungu akubariki kwanza kwa kuwa na shauku ya haki.
That's the spirit of God.
Hiyo ni roho wa Mungu.
The Bible says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness."
Biblia inasema, "Heri wale walio na njaa na kiu ya haki."
The consciousness itself is a blessing.
Hiyo kufahamu yenyewe ni baraka.
But how do you move from here to this victorious life you may desire?
Lakini je, unatokaje, unapigaje hatua kutoka kwa shauku hadi kwa hii maisha ya ushindi ambayo
unataka? The distance is not measured in terms of centimeters or meters.
Hiyo umbali haipimwi kulingana na centimeter na meter.
It is measured in terms of decision.
Inapimwa kulingana, inapimwa kutumia kauli.
Today, if you hear his voice,
leo ukisikia sauti yake,
do not harden your heart.
Usifanye moyo wako mgumu.
Pour out your heart to him.
Fungua moyo wako kwake.
Shall we stand?
Simama.